Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that, too. It's marciliains@gmail.com. That's marciliains@gmail.com. Well, I don't know about where you live, but the weather is certainly changing. Earlier this week, we were looking at record highs for this time of year, 85 degrees. And now today, woke up to 50 degree weather. So fall is certainly upon us. Time to, again, put away the summer toys, pull out your winter gear, and prepare for the fall colors and, of course, the upcoming holidays. To go along with that, I've got some tips here that I found from the Madisonville Fire Department having to do with fire safety. Now, October is National Fire Prevention Month. And I'm sure your little ones, if they're in school, are going to be learning about fire safety, possibly bringing home information on how to do emergency drills to get out of the home, maybe even come home with a smoke detector. I've heard of some school systems doing that, sending a smoke detector home with their students to help keep them safe when a fire does occur, which hopefully doesn't happen. But as people are getting out their winter gear and the leaves start falling, temperatures start dropping, fire becomes a very real possibility. So I thought I would share some of these tips from the Madisonville Fire Department. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, and read all of the tips that the fire department has available as far as keeping you and your family and your property safe during the fall and winter months. And the first tip that I have for you is something that we have talked about in a previous podcast, but it's always good to go over it again, and that is inspect your furnace, fireplace, and wood stove every year before you start them up. Best to have a professional come in and do it. I know that around here, a lot of the heating and cooling places are offering like a $60 or $75 inspection and tune-up for your furnace. Like I mentioned a few weeks ago, Chimney Sweep had a coupon where you could spend $150 and they would come and inspect and clean your chimney before you use it. Definitely look into that. Again, make sure that the person coming out to inspect and maintain your furnace, wood stove, or fireplace are certified and qualified to do so. You certainly don't want some random handyman to come out and take a look at things because they aren't properly trained on the particular equipment, so they wouldn't know exactly what to look for as far as potential damage or hazards. So definitely get a qualified or certified person. Like I said, if you call a chimney sweep, make sure that they're a certified chimney sweep. There is there's an accreditation, a nationwide accreditation program for chimney sweeps. So make sure that you look for that accreditation. When it comes to a heating and cooling company, obviously you're going to want to make sure that they are reputable, and you can do research on the internet. You know, check the Better Business Bureau, check Yelp, in other avenues. Maybe ask your friends and family who they might recommend to service your furnace, fireplace, or wood stove. That way, before you turn it on for the first or use it for the first time of the year, any potential hazards or issues are found during the inspection that can prevent damage or potential hazard sometime down the line while you're using these items. So definitely get your furnace, fireplace, and wood stove inspected before you use them for the first time. The second tip I have for you is use space heaters sparingly. Space heaters, you know, we're not talking about the big old jet ones. When I hear a space heater, I remember back in the day, my uncle who worked in a garage had one of those big old jet engine type space heaters, or one of the old style cage space heaters where it just had the elements and they were just like metal bars like right across with the metal reflector behind it. Those are the types of space heaters that I remember, but nowadays they've got space heaters that look like wood stoves, that look like little consoles or end tables. So it's not uncommon to have a space heater in your home, but keep in mind a space heater should not be the only source of heat in your home. Those are meant for supplemental heat and not primary heat. Okay, if you do have a space heater that you've used in the prior season, make sure that you inspect it, maybe possibly clean it if possible. Read your owner's manual. It should give you tips and what you need to do as far as maintaining your particular space heater, so make sure you read that. If you lost the manual, I'm sure you can go online to the manufacturer's website to find information on your particular space heater. But go through and double check it. Check for any damage. Of course, check the electrical cord. Make sure that there's no fraying or cutting or anything like that. So the last thing you need is to use the space heater that has a nick in the cord and it causes a spark that causes your house to go on fire. So certainly inspect the space heaters before you use it. It should be used as supplemental heat only. And never, 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 I can't stress this enough, never leave a space heater going when you go to bed or when you leave the house. Never leave it on. And then just another supplemental tip, I didn't see that on the Madisonville tip for space heaters. Make sure that it's plugged directly into the wall. Don't plug it into an extension cord or anything like that. Make sure it's either plugged directly into the wall or directly into a grounded electrical, not an extension cord, but a power brick. I'm trying to think what it's called. A power strip. There you go, power strip. Make sure that it's in a electrical breaker circuit strip. So yeah, don't try to use an extension cord, and make sure that you use a proper power strip. Do your research, read your manual to see exactly where you need to plug this in. Some can go into a power strip, others need to be plugged directly into the wall. So read your owner's manual to see how to properly operate your space heater. The next tip I have for you is leaf burning safety. I know where I live, we live semi out in the country where leaf burning is allowed as long as you have a burn barrel or some other device to help contain the leaves and debris. But it varies from area to area, so you certainly want to check with your local authorities, check the website, call your county, township, town, whomever, and find out if you're allowed to burn leaves and debris and what the stipulations are for that. There are some areas of the country, California I'm thinking is one, Texas would be another. There are areas of the country where burning leaves and debris is completely outlawed, obviously because of the wildfires and whatnot. So you certainly want to double check and make sure that it's legal for you to burn leaves and yard debris at your residence. If you do, you never, never, never leave that burn pile until it's completely out. So don't just start up the burn barrel and then go inside and figure everything's fine, that it'll burn itself out and all is well and good. Don't ever do that. Also, you want to check the temperature. You're going to want to check the weather to make sure that it's not going to be a windy day that you decide to burn your leaves and debris. And next tip is, as far as burning leaves goes, is you want to make sure that you have a fire extinguisher or other type of material to put out a fire just in case. Fires can get out of control really quickly, so you want to make sure that you have the firefighting equipment on hand, whether it's a fire extinguisher, a hose, bucket of water, something to help put out the flames, keep it under control, so that you don't set your house, your property, your neighbor's property on fire. It's definitely something that you need to consider. The last tip that I want to share with you, of course, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower right-hand side of the landing page is Let's Talk Insurance. Click through to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, it's all right. Upper right-hand side of the blog post, you can go ahead and type in the search bar, fall fire safety tips, and it will bring you to the blog post for today with a link to the article from the Madisonville Fire Department with many more tips on keeping you, your loved ones, and your property safe during the fall and winter season. Lastly, I want you to check those detectors. I know we've talked about that previously when we talked about cleaning up your fireplace for the first time. You want to make sure that you have both a working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. You should check the batteries at least once a year. Most people check them twice a year. They check at the time change, the spring forward and the fall back, just to check the batteries, make sure that everything's in good working condition. Clean them if needed. Again, check the owner's manual for your carbon monoxide detector, your smoke alarm, to see how to properly clean it. A lot of them, it just needs just a good vacuuming to keep all the sensors and everything in good working order. Dust and dirt buildup will impede the functionality of the detectors themselves. So certainly make sure that you get them cleaned up and in good working order before you start using your furnace, your fireplace, or your wood stove. Again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand side of the landing page. Click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, you can go up to the search bar, type in fall fire safety tips, and it should bring you to the article from today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on our desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. Got them all twisted around there. Doesn't matter. It's all the same address, and it's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You know, send us an email. You can do that, too. It's marciliains@gmail.com. It's marciliains@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I am Matt, and I want to thank you again for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.